We're joined here by head coach Andrea Dabney, making her way over to Milan. The Wildcats are in the midst of a homestand. They have Maysville coming into the Den tonight. Girls at 6, boys to follow. Atlanta will be there on Tuesday. And the North Missouri Knights are coming up 1 week from tonight at Holiday Hoops. That game is going to be Friday the 22nd with Kip Kansas City Legacy. I'm going off the Mischa schedule here for you guys, Coach. That's going to be Friday the 29th. So you're playing twice at Holiday Hoops. Is that correct?
Yep.
With your team, obviously, struggling to get in the win column, I did think that in kind of the havoc of trying to get back into the game in the fourth quarter against Polo, that the guys started kind of figure out if they play at a little bit greater pace and they start looking for their shots more often, that can lead to improved play. Did you kind of get the same feeling, that frustrating loss at the end of the night, but the guys made some progress in the second half?
I felt like the fourth quarter, we had some guys that kind of came around a little bit. Specifically, Jared Gonzalez looked to try to score a little bit more, which is definitely what we're going to need. So, you know, we changed our defense up a little bit. It's early, so we're having a tough time finding rotations and things of that sort. But I felt like it was a step in the right direction.
I do feel like, too, we've kind of had this discussion in the past where kids kind of get it in their head that a missed shot is a bad shot, where I think one of the strengths of your team could be, you obviously have Ahmed, who's really quick and hard to keep off the boards. Yeah, you could be a really good offensive rebounding team where if you're just putting shots up at the rim and go get it, that could be some of your best offense.
Yeah, I think right now our shot selection, there's shots that we're passing up and there's shots that we're taking that are kind of crazy. But I feel like once we kind of get into a groove a little bit and we start to understand better shot selection, then that puts guys in position to get rebounds. And, you know, we're not a real great shooting team, but we haven't been a real great shooting team the last 3 years and somehow have mustered up some wins. So I think once we finally get a little continuity and we start to understand, like, how guys are, where they're spotting up from, where their shots are being taken from, I feel like we'll be all right. And I think that offensive rebounding, you know, Anthony Bolden is doing a pretty good job as a sophomore who hasn't played a lot of varsity, keeping a lot of balls alive. So I feel like we'll continue to get better in that aspect of the game.
Did you kind of feel like against Polo, Coach, did you just feel like you did some good things in the second half, but it was just too deep of a hole to climb out of by the time that the fourth quarter rolled around?
Yeah. We talked about how much energy you exude trying to catch up to somebody, you know, and, you know, we might go on an 8-0 run, but because we're at a 12-point deficit, you know, they go at a 5-0 run, and then all of a sudden it's back to 10 again, you know, and you just – it's just tough to climb out of that hole. And, you know, we were in a pretty good hole late, too. I think at one point in the fourth quarter even, we were down 12. So for a team that struggles to find points, you can't dig yourself that kind of hole. And that's something we really reiterated last night at practice, was this Maysville team coming in tonight. We can't put ourselves in a hole in the first quarter. We have to come out ready to play because they are a really good basketball team, and it's going to be really tough to play from behind on a team like that. So I feel like we're in a good mindset and we're progressing, but still we've got to start coming out ready to play.
When I saw them, and I think this is just a case of me not seeing Maysville a ton over last year and a half, but seeing them enough and then seeing them at the Gallatin tournament, everybody knows what a great interior presence Dylan Willis is, you know, very hard to keep off the boards, mm-hmm. and he scores at the rim. I think one of the unsung guys for that team, I think Coben Metzger is kind of their engine. I think he's kind of the guy who gets him to go from the backcourt.
Oh, I think, you know, they have so many good role players too. I mean, they come at you from a lot of different directions, you know, and they're a good sound defensive team as well. You put a good guard and a good post player together, and that's a pretty good combination to start with. And then you start adding some guys that can knock down some shots but are also willing to defend. And then they bring some kids in off the bench even that are also just as good. They don't really miss a beat, you know. So they're a well-rounded team. You know, they're a pretty veteran team from last year. And, you know, they're having a lot of success right now, and they're kind of riding that success. So we'll definitely have to embrace the underdog role tonight.
The Mercer game and the Polo game, if you just look at the opponents, and I know Mercer wasn't all Tyler Meineke, but he's kind of the go-to guy for Mercer. And mm-hmm. yeah, he got his points late. Maverick Gentry is a go-to guy for Polo, and he was tremendous against you on Tuesday night. He was really hard to keep off the scoreboard.
Right, and we allowed for him to get out in the open court, and I, you know, he scored a lot of transition buckets as well for them, and just kind of slashed us apart in the early part of the game, he did a good job of finding a lot of openings against our zone, I felt like, early on. And, you know, in hindsight, I waited too long to switch things around, and I did our kids a disservice and allowed them to get into a hole. So it's not just our kids that have to do a better job. I've got to do a better job for them as well.
Is there, I know you, in some ways I look at the scoreboard here, and you gave up 48 to Scotland County, 52 to Polo, 50 to Mercer, 40 to Brookfield. That defense is keeping you in games. Do you look at it and say we got to improve offensively or defensively? If we can just, you know, get down to that 30 to 40 point given up per game, we can start to get wins. What's kind of more on your to-do list right now, offense or defense?
Oh, I think definitely offensively. You know, we turned the ball over 27 times against Polo the other night. You can't, if I were coaching girls still, I'd be mad about a 27 turnover game. So we've got to take, just, and it's the careless turnovers that are really killing us. You know, there's a couple turnovers we have a game that are us just being aggressive, trying to play fast. I get those. But, you know, we had, I think, seriously, five unforced travels where we just moved our pivot foot because we were tentative, you know. We've got to clean that kind of stuff up. And I understand some of that is, I counted up last night, I think we've had 10 practices so far this year. And you just don't get those reps. You know, you don't get those speed reps where, I mean, we do a lot of full court shooting, a lot of full court combination drills that we just haven't had the opportunity to do because we're trying to get organized for a game all the time. So we're playing catch up here, but we've got to take care of the basketball and got to start putting it in the bucket.
I thought, yeah, you know, if you look at positives from Polo, you know, he had a couple of shots, looked like a couple that rimmed out, but it looked like that the confidence level of Ethan Bennett rose a little bit in that game against Polo.
Right, and Ethan, that was his first game back. He got hurt over at the Tri-Rivers tournament, and he's been out. You know, he didn't play for two consecutive games there, so he's missed out on a lot of practice time and a lot of game time, and I kind of threw him in there, and then he kind of tweaked that ankle again and missed another day of practice and kind of practiced a little gingerly last night. In fact, I don't even know if he's going to go yet tonight. He's battling the, you know, early season, trying to get in basketball shape, trying to make some plays, you know, and he's a good slasher. He gets to the rim really well. He's kind of taken that role on for us, but on a bum wheel, that really makes it tough. So I think if we can kind of get him rested up and kind of get him healed up a little bit, get his basketball legs underneath him, I think that Ethan's definitely going to be a good offensive threat for us, definitely.
You got some pieces, Coach, but one of the pieces you don't have in playing Dylan Willis tonight, he's maybe 6'5", 240, if I had to guess.
Yep.
You
know,
you don't have that sort of guy to match up against him.
No, and, you know, we're going to throw everything at him we possibly can. Jared does a good job, you know, playing undersized down there, but we're going to have to definitely be ready to double in some spots, and we're going to have to make sure that we keep him off the boards. We're going to have to double in probably on our rebounding positioning as well. But with that being said, you know, you can't keep too much on him because, like I said earlier, they just have so many other pieces that such good players that understand the game and hit shots when they need to and back cut when they need to and find open areas. So whether we're in a man or a zone, we can't just key on one guy. We've got to be sure that we're ready for everybody to do their job, and hopefully we can do that tonight.
When you went to Atlanta last year, I know it's probably not the greatest memory of last year's team, but that being said, you got them coming to your place Tuesday, and if any team is motivated to go out there and play a lot better, all you got to do is remind the guys who were on the floor last year against Atlanta, we owe them one.
Oh, yeah, definitely. That was one. You know, it's funny that we're just talking about letting one guy take you out of your game plan. I felt like that was probably the single biggest mental mistake for us last year. Was we went into that game and they had a big 6'8 kid who he's good, yeah, he's going to block a lot of shots, but let's not forget that the rest of these guys can play basketball and they can knock shots down. And I think that we were so keen on trying to just remember where Roman was on the floor that we forgot that there were four other guys out on the floor. So that's, you know, it's ironic that we talk about that same game coming up here pretty quick. So I think our guys are focused in. I think they're ready to, you know, I don't think they care who the opponent is at this point. I think that they just want to continue to play better. They keep showing up and they keep doing a good job at practice. And I feel like we're getting good reps and we're getting better. And I hope just at some point here, I hope it can translate on the scoreboard. And, you know, we've got to start getting some wins because they're guys that are used to winning basketball games. So it doesn't matter how much I tell them good job. they've got to start seeing it on the scoreboard.
Well, yeah, and it's kind of one of those catch-22 things that I know the guys got to be frustrated, but it's not like they're losing in clock runners by over 30 points. They're losing by 9. They're losing by, you know, 1 to Scotland County. They're losing by 4 to Polo. So that's one where you can tell the guys, listen, I know the frustration is high, but it's just little things at this point. Little things that we do better, we're going to start turning these into wins.
Right. And that's exactly it, you know. We've kind of been a team that's kind of grinded out wins anyway. You know, it's not like we've been blowing people out the last couple years. And a lot of those games have been tight ball games, regardless of who the opponent has been. We've played really talented, well-balanced teams and squeaked them out. And we've played teams that have one or two players that are pretty good players, and we've squeaked those out too. So we just have to keep plugging away. I can see the improvement every single day, even a few minutes at practice. You know, you can be doing a full court drill and you see kids progressing in just the minutes that they're out there. So it is a tough balance, though, because we've got to get some wins together, because they start looking down the road, and, you know, it helps your bench morale, too, if you can get a few kids in there. They can get a couple minutes in and make something positive happen and come away with a win, and they know that they contributed to that. So overall, we're a society where winning is important, and it's no different for high school kids. They want to win basketball games.
And yeah, we talked about who you play at Holiday Hoops. Kip is ranked, as you know. If you look at just the first week of January, you got a trip to Princeton. We know how good the Tigers are, and you got a trip to Putnam on the 5th, and we know what Putnam is and some of the good wins that they've had. So it's a difficult stretch right now for the Wildcats over the next 3 weeks.
It is, and, you know, in the last couple years, we've been fortunate enough to come away at the end of the season with some district championships and then get to a game in the sectional game where we felt like we were outmatched, and we said we wanted to play tougher competition, and our excuse has been the last couple years, well, if we could play good competition all year long, we'd be better off at crunch time. Mm-hmm. Well, this is put your money where your mouth is here now, you know. So we tried to do a little bit of that in the summertime. We really kind of upped our summertime schedule and played some good opponents, and you know, we're hoping that in the long run that this pays off, and we just try to keep reminding kids of that this is what you wanted. You wanted to be in tough situations so that at the end of the year you were ready for those tough situations, and we knew how to embrace those. And I think that in the long run, I think it's going to pay off. I always think that adversity is good for kids. I think that they need to embrace that, not just for basketball, but for everything that they do in life. So I think it's going to pay off for us.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. As far as the schedule goes, you got three doubleheaders in the GRC tonight. Gallatin is not in conference play tonight. They're at Brookfield. You have Trenton up at South Harrison. You got Putnam County taking on Polo. Coaches, always appreciate the time. Good luck tonight against Wolverines.
All right. Thanks a lot, Tom.